You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. The effects of foreign aid on international relations may sound like a daunting title for a Tuesday night presentation at the local library, but Greg St. Arnold of Milwaukee brought a group of close to 30 people together with alacrity.
I want you to find somebody you don't know and just go introduce yourself and say hi. So let's stand up.
When Greg quieted the room, he asked everyone to say to each other, "Thank you for sharing your country with me." He said there are a few things in U.S. history that we can reflect on with pride. Some of those include the efforts we have historically made to improve conditions in other countries and our relationships with them as we all live on this one planet. The hour-long presentation covered Greg's journey from studying abroad in Kenya to working as a congressional staffer for Russ Feingold, teaching for 8 years in the U.S., to his work with the Jesuit Refugee Service in Africa, where he eventually became the Director of Education for JRS in multiple countries. His knowledge and experience with how foreign aid is utilized has given him unique insight into why it's important.
There's three reasons why we should all support foreign aid. Number one is that it makes us safer as Americans.
Another way that it makes us safer is by stabilizing unstable situations or unstable areas.
Greg said the third reason is that if U.S. aid, funding, resources, and influence are lost, other countries will step in to fill the vacuum.
It was both smart strategically, and it was a good thing to do. It was the right thing to do for the United States to be engaged in kind of helping build and stabilize these types of places. And we've just kind of walked away from it.
What can we do now? Greg said talk to people about why foreign aid is good. Figure out their concerns, such as national security or growing markets worldwide, and how foreign aid helps those efforts. And support good programs. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News. Real news and great conversation. For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force, known as Wisconsin Task Force 1, or Wisconsin TF1, headed to Texas earlier this week to assist with search efforts following devastating flooding in portions of the state. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Five members of Wisconsin TF1, as well as three canines, left Wisconsin Tuesday morning from the regional All-Climate Training Center located at Volk Field in Camp Douglas. The team also brought specialized equipment to assist with search efforts, including a utility all-terrain vehicle and medical supplies. The Texas Division of Emergency Management made the request through the Emergency Management Assistance Compact, which is a nationwide mutual aid system. They requested Wisconsin TF1 for 14 days, but the request may be shortened or lengthened based on need. Wisconsin TF1 includes members from fire departments across the state and limited-term employees of the REACT Center. The members that were deployed were from the REACT Center and the Green Bay, Janesville, and Menominee fire departments.
The first woman to serve as a circuit court judge in Wood County has been appointed by Governor Tony Evers. Emily Nolan Plachek will fill the vacancy on the Wood County Circuit Court Branch 3, created by Judge Todd P. Wolf's retirement. Nolan Plachek will complete a term ending July 31, 2026. She has nearly two decades of experience working in Wood County and the surrounding area. Sheriff Sean Becker applauded the appointment, saying that as an attorney, Nolan Plachek earned his trust because of her integrity, her legal ability, her deep involvement in Wood County, and the fact that she is an honest, straightforward individual who treats everyone respectfully. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Some time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit, ball game. Frelick scores, and the Brewers win. They sweep the Dodgers. Jackson Churio with his first career walk-off, and he makes
It's a winner out of the Brew Crew, sending the Dodgers to their sixth straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man. Just the culture, man. Just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's kind of annoying that the Jurassic Park franchise movies have been pretty mediocre. Having said that, it's hard to mess up a franchise where you have access to dinosaurs. Jurassic World Rebirth followed suit with most of the other films and received mediocre reviews. I thought about two-thirds of it was good. When dinosaurs are terrorizing, it's great fun, and there are a couple of moments that will make you jump from your seat. Not a full-blown Pete pick, but it's worth a look. Well, if you missed the first two installments of The Thomas Crown Affair in 1968 and 1999, you'll have another chance, as there is yet another remake of the film. Michael B. Jordan is set to star and direct the latest reboot. According to TheWrap.com, joining him in the cast will be Lily Gladstone and Kenneth Branagh. Branagh has received multiple Oscar nominations for acting and has won one for screenwriting for Belfast. The Thomas Crown Affair is expected to be released in 2027. Despite mediocre reviews, dinosaurs prevailed as box office champions over the 4th of July weekend. As expected, Jurassic franchise Rebirth, also known as Jurassic World Rebirth, was tops at the box office, pulling in $147 million domestically over the five-day weekend and $318 million worldwide. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and some pretty impressive CGI dinosaurs. Coming in second place was the Brad Pitt-driven F1, which brought in $26 million and saw a somewhat respectable drop-off of 54% from the week before. How to Train Your Dragon came in third place with about $10 million in its fourth week of release. The family film is now at $224 million domestically, with well over a half a bill worldwide. Rounding out the top five were the Pixar film Elio with about $5 million buku Dolores, and 28 years later came in fifth place with $4.6 million at the gate. Actor Mark Ruffalo has taken shots at podcaster Joe Rogan, insinuating that Rogan is late to the game with his ICE raid outrage. The Kenosha-born Ruffalo said it's a little late now to pretend like Project 2025 didn't exist and wasn't the playbook all along, saying about Rogan, "You are either not that smart or not that dumb. It's hard to tell at this point." Ruffalo has a host of projects set to drop in the coming months, and despite a solid performance as always, is still probably trying to forget he was part of Mickey 17. AMC Theaters recently announced they would play more commercials before movies to help offset a budget deficit. That's probably not something most moviegoers wanted to hear, but in a move in the other direction, beginning July 8th, the movie chain will offer 50% off tickets on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The chain has also announced they will offer discount popcorn and soda on those days. This will allow the movie-going public to save a few bucks while still trying to add a few extra pounds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, low right around 65. Tomorrow, thunderstorms likely with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.